So everybody got 2 ears, but the reason Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to address him like this. Now you see our jokes. Now if we immediately, what comes to the mind when you say Yazal Udhunin? Somebody got big ears or small ears or something like that. Because that's what we, that's how we joke, in an insulting way. Our jokes are insulting. At the expense of somebody else we make a joke. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to call him Ya Zal Udhunain, because he was very, very attentive. Very attentive. Whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke, he would listen very, very attentively. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to call him Ya Zal Udhunain, the one who's really making use of his 2 ears. That when he is addressed, then he listens very, very attentively. Then we find Hazrat Auf bin Malik Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala. Now, he may have been a bit of a big built sahabi. From the siyaq of the hadith, that's what you tend to understand, that he was like a big built sahabi. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion of Tabuk, now we know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had camped there at the borders. In the Romans, they turned around when they saw the Muslim army, then they went away. So, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had camped there, and so many other tribes etc. had accepted Islam on that occasion. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in a small tent, a small little tent was pitched for him, and Hazrat Auf bin Malik Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala, he wanted to come and talk to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he came to the tent and he sought permission to enter. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was inside. It's a small tent. And he seeks permission now to enter. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him permission. He says, come in. So he's asking Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the whole of me. My whole body must come in. So we learn from there also that even the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had the respect for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but there was also that level of betakallufi. Not like now, they were so rigid all the time and they were afraid of Nabi sallallahu. No, they had the respect. Respect is different, but at the same time there was a level of betakallufi. Now imagine he's asking Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the whole of me. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, yeah, the whole of you. Come inside, the whole of you. And this is a wonderful incident, and we will end with this with regards to the jokes, and then we'll just discuss few points with regards to the method of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's laughter. Now once Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he was coming to the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala's house, his daughter's house. So he was coming there, and from outside he is hearing that Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha is raising her voice to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She's raising her voice. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't saying, you know, I wear the pants here and I'm the man and you don't know I'm the Nabi and this and that. Nothing like that. That's husband-wife relation. Sometimes the wife will be raising her voice, sometimes the husband will be raising his voice, but more the correct way is that more of the time the wife should be raising her voice, not the man. The man, he shouldn't be raising his voice too much, because he is the one who is supposed to be more tolerant, more forgiving, more forbearing. He got all those sifat in him. The lady doesn't have those sifat. So if she is raising her voice, it is understood. That's her manner, that's her way, it's understood. So Ma'isha radiallahu ta'ala anha, so my wife is also listening. She's also listening. So khair, obviously now when we educate our daughters and we're sending them off, then we have to teach them that you must respect your husband, you don't raise your voice to your husband, etc. But our sons, when we educating them, we must tell them to expect this type of thing. There must be a balance. Not that now you educate the daughters. No, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was raising her voice, so you all too must go and raise your voice. Now follow the sunnah of Aisha radiallahu anha. There is no such thing. There is, it's husband-wife relation. Sometime it may happen. Not all the time now. But say, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was, her voice was a bit loud. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anha, he got very, very upset. So he came inside the house and he went for her. You raising your voice to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wants to reprimand her. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came in between father and daughter. And he is pacifying Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala got upset with her. Now he couldn't do anything to, got upset with her and he went out of the house. So after he went out of the house, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, you see how I saved you from that man. See how I saved you from that man. He's telling Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. So after a couple days, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala again came home, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, they were, you know, like laughing, joking, they were, you know, having a conversation, and it was a nice environment. This time now they were talking nicely. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he came in the house. Now he saw them, now they, you know, they are talking nicely. So he tells them, you know what, why don't you all enter me into your peace treaty, just like how you have got me involved in your war. When you were warning, that time I got involved. Now you have made a peace treaty, enter me into that peace treaty also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that, don't worry, you have been entered already. So this was the joke, the lightheartedness, the cheerfulness, the humor of Huzuri Akhtas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the method of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's laughter. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's laughter was a smile. When Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laughed, his teeth never got exposed. It was a smile. He smiled. Then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made no sound. There was no sound. No sound would come out. So if there was no laughter, no sound, then definitely there was no whole body start shaking and, you know, and a person goes to town with laughing. But be that as it may, that was Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we do get reports of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom that sometime they would joke, they would laugh so much that one would be falling over the other. You know, like how you hit, you know, like somebody make a joke, you put your hand out, somebody hit your hand. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they also had this type of behavior. But a once-off thing. Not that you become known as a comedian. So if once in a while that type of laughter happens, sometime there is a joke, there is really a funny joke and you laughed and a little bit of sound came out and something like that. So it is not to say it is guna or something like that, but that shouldn't be our habit. Our habit should be, we try to emulate Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we have a cheerful appearance, we are smiling all the time, but at the same time we don't go to town laughing so much, because then that deadens the heart and removes the radiance of the face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq, and grant the entire ummah tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.